In his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, he is known as the Yuga Avatar. That means in early yuga, there's a Yuga Dharma. In the Satyuga, it was meditation. In Treta Yuga, it was fire sacrifice. Dravayam for the Charjayam, and Dravayam, it was the worship in the temple. Kalo Tat Harikirtanat. In Kali Yuga, the process was the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So, Lord Chaitanya, he came to, one of his external purpose was to establish the Yuga Dharma of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, according to this verse, when the Lord comes, He comes out of His own Yoga Maya. He doesn't come like we come. We come like the higher instruction. You'll be learned by this family and you'll be learned by that family. We don't have any choice. But He chooses Sati Mata, Holy My Mother, and Jagannath Mishra, Holy My Father, and I'll be born in Navadvip, and like this. So He chooses exactly where He will appear, and He comes in His own Sat Chit Ananda form. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. So He's there in His spiritual form. But in Kali Yuga, it says the Lord comes as a Channa Avatara. He is a colored incarnation. He doesn't reveal Himself publicly like in the other incarnations like Krishna. He showed a universal form. He was able to display His opulence by lifting up the Govardhan Hill with His little peeking when He was 6-7 years old. So He did a lot of miracles without any hesitation. So it soon became known that He was the Supreme Lord. But Lord Chaitanya, He disguised Himself and He didn't reveal who He was except to a few people. When He was a small boy, He went to the house of what's his name? Murari Gupta. Now, Murari Gupta was giving a class on Patanjali Yoga. So, he was... Patanjali is not a particularly devotional, although he says ultimately one needs a devotion to be successful in the yoga process. But anyway, Murari Gupta, he was teaching pranayama yoga. You do pranayama. And use this finger and so on. And then, so Lord Chaitanya happened to come by and he saw this devotee teaching yoga system. So he was at that time just 3 years old. So he began to mock the activities of Murari Gupta. And I said, the little tananyam, na 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 na. So whatever he would do, he would literally get hold your nose. And so everyone cracked up like a Radhakrishna lion. So Mariyuta, he became a very much, I even say he became embarrassed, angry, disturbed. Why this boy is disturbing my class? So he said, whose son is this anyway? Who is this? Is he a Brahmin boy? Or some other caste? What is he doing here? So like this. Then Lord Chaitanya told him, I'm going to teach you a lesson. Now, and he walked off. What lesson a three-year-old boy will teach? But he went home. There he decorated himself just like Krishna with a black, what do you call it? Not chandan, but kajal. Black kajal, arm bells, leg bells, put a flute in a belt, put a tikka feather on his head. So, for all practical purposes, he looked just like Krishna. Only he was yellow in color, and Krishna is?
Black.
Okay, black or bluish black. So, that time, Mariyuta was taking his lunch. Now, there's two versions of this story. One version said he walks right up to Mariyuta and urinates on his plate. The other version is that he stands at the doorway and he calls out, Mariyuta! Mariyuta! And he said, who's calling him in the middle of his lunch? So he gets up, looks, and he sees his boy. And he sees, wow, he looks just like Krishna. He says, I disturbed your lunch because you have disturbed your devotional service. You should not be teaching anything but pure bhakti. This is not appropriate for you. So then he walked away. Ching, 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 ching. But his ankle bells are ringing. So Mariyuta, he thought, that looks just like Krishna. And how can a three-year-old boy know whether I'm preaching a bhakti or what I'm preaching? So he became very much convinced that this is Advaita Gosai had done some yajna for the coming of Krishna. This must be Krishna. So he went to the house of Jagannath Mishra. Now Jagannath Mishra and Sachinath are sitting and they are holding their son. And then they hand over to the other. She'd hold. Then he'd hold. Smelling the air. Getting all their affection and love. And meanwhile, Mariyuta came in and he's looking this to be double sure. He was sure, this is Krishna. This is Krishna. It is Krishna. He has all the markings, the three lines on his stomach. He is Krishna, only his yellow in color. And then the Mishra saw Mariyuta. So he said, Mariyuta, the most illustrious position in the whole of Navadvip. What brings you to my humble abode? And then Raghuta laid down and he laid his prostrate obeisances. Namo Brahmanya Devayo Brahmana Hitayasa Devatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Why this? And Sri Jagannatha, he was, dear sir, I am a poor Brahmin. You are a very rich physician. What brings you to my house? He said, I want to tell you a secret. You are the most fortunate man in the whole world. Your son is, love me. I'm hungry. Little Chaitanya censors the father. So he never heard what Raghuta had to say. Raghuta walked around four times and he went. So to the incarnation of Godhead, you have to be predicted. So Lord Chaitanya was predicted. At that time, his devotees were very much inspired by his coming. And he came also to establish the religious principle. So he came to establish the Bhagavad Dharma, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, like this, throughout the yugas, there are avatars who come. The Prabhupada said that they don't have to come in India, although many have to come in India. They can come anywhere. So, Allah Jesus is considered a Shakta, that's avatar by some. Anyway, Prabhupada accepted him as the Son of God, as the a guru for us. So, he appeared in Bethlehem. Similarly, other great souls appeared in different places. But so they're considered the representatives of the Supreme Lord. So we take special mercy that the Lord has appeared as Lord Chaitanya just 524 years ago to be a special mercy on all of us. What do you think, children? Is it not a special mercy? What do you think? Are you using? Penny? Is it a special mercy? 500 years is not much. Here we have so we have this special mercy that the Lord has appeared just 500 years ago. Now, it's predicted that in every town and village, His holy name will be sung. Prithivi ache ajato nagaradi gram sarvatra pracharite hoide maranam. So, that was Lord Chaitanya's prediction. At the same time, he only preached in India about 400 years ago. Lord Chaitanya Thakur, he wrote the Chaitanya Mangal. And there it says that it quotes Lord Chaitanya as saying that I will preach in India and I will send my Senapati Bhakta who will go to the Western countries. Yeah, if there's anyone there who has escaped my mercy. So Prabhupada came and he brought the Krishna consciousness to the Western world. Therefore, we consider him the Senapati Bhakta, which was predicted by Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada King. So no one else can really claim this. He was the first to bring our Christian consciousness to the West. He personally established 108 temples. No one else established. So, Prabhupada, he was obviously the empowered soul that Lord Chaitanya and other acharyas had predicted. The about 200 years ago, Vijay Krishna Goswami, he predicted that the world would become Mridanga Moy, had become filled with the sound of the Mridanga. The Mridanga is only used to accompany the kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur had predicted that someone would come and he would spread our Krishna consciousness. So, all these different acharyas, they were predicting someone, one person. So that was Bhakti Vedanta Swami of Prabhupada. So we very much want to follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. We take his teachings as our inspiration, as our guiding force. So, I was at one function in Calcutta on S.T. Mukherjee Road. It was some society. And they had invited Srila Prabhupada. So there the organizer of the event stood up. He described Prabhupada as the structure of this avatar. So Prabhupada didn't say anything in response to that. He just spoke in general, as he would always do, about Krishna consciousness. So, but we heard also that a Prabhupada said that silence means acceptance. So, in any case, however you look at it, there's no doubt that he was predicted by Lord Chaitanya. Now, some people are so foolish that they actually criticize Prabhupada. But we can see that this is completely offensive and unfair that Prabhupada came to as part of the Leela of Lord Chaitanya. And he came to extend the pastimes over the whole world. Now, he gave different disciples the different tasks. On some occasion, he told me to preach in Bangladesh, and he told me to preach in India. On other occasions, he told that all sannyasis should preach around the world. So I do a little of both, but once I regained the health, I went to do more preaching in India. But on two occasions, he told me that I have been cursed by the parents of my disciples, just like Narada Muni was cursed, that he could not stay in any place very long. So I have been cursed. So you sannyasis, you have to take this curse. So I looked around. There was no one else there. And then another time he told him, there's one other sannyasi there. The same thing he said, exact same words. So, like that, I got different instructions from Srila Prabhupada. On one hand, he told me to stay in India, at least in India, become an Indian citizen. So I became an Indian citizen. So now I travel, I come to America with my Indian passport. I have a green card as a minister of religion. So, on the other hand, I preach in India, in Bangladesh, in Sri Lanka, and so on, Malaysia, and some other places. So, Prabhupada gave different disciples different instructions. I cannot say what other disciples, what instructions they got. I know what instructions I received. So, I'm very grateful for the New Dwarka community to give me the opportunity to stay here while I'm undergoing my treatment. And I hope that the treatment is successful. Today they actually, the head therapist, he said, well, the first 3 days were warm up after the extended vacation. But today we start to put on the new load. And I'm going to increase the load more and more every day. So today I got heavy load. That's why it's a little difficult for me to speak. But if that's what I need to get healthy, I'm quite enthusiastic for it. But so, now we have the job, and it was Hiranya Maharaj. He was also pointing out that he feels very enthusiastic to somehow make ISKCON more relevant to the modern day. The people in the modern day, they don't realize that they're not the body. They don't realize that they're spirit souls. Instead, they think that they are the body. And so Prabhupada came to the West to teach people that you're not Americans, you're not Chinese, you're not Russian, you're not European, you're not Latin American, you're actually a spirit soul. You're a spark of the Krishna. So, like this, Prabhupada came, and in India, this is, of course, there are always some bad apples, but in India, the people generally, they accept that they are not the body, that they are the spirit soul, that they should do some pious activity. So, India no matter how many defections they have. It is a very special place. That's my personal experience. Apart from the holy places, the people themselves are very simple-minded and they're very pious people. So, I kind of, at the age of 21, I was sent to India. So I from 21 to the present day, I was growing up in India and associating with the local people. So I got to learn about their customs and their beliefs. And generally speaking, even the Muslims are, they were also quite pious. And one time when the preacher came, and he drew dots on the blackboard, he connected them together, and he came up with the form of Lord Chaitanya. He said, "You see, Lord Chaitanya, you erase a little here, erase a little there, turn around the side, and it becomes Al-Haqqullah." Very deep philosophy. And this is how they're preaching Shia. So you're attached to, because the local people, although they were Muslims, they were attached to Lord Chaitanya. So then he was just kind of tricked of drawing a Lord Chaitanya and erasing a little bit here and there. Somehow it came out Arabic. But it was very strange, isn't it? I mean, facetious when I say very philosophical, because there's no philosophy at all. So they would come and take a prasad. So someone would challenge, "Why are you taking the prasad offered to the deities?" They said, "Food is food." So they didn't care for the different restrictions. They liked to take a prasad. And we have Hindus, Muslims, Christians, everyone coming. Jai Sisi Gaurantai Ki, Rukmini Krishna Ki, Jai Jagannath Balde Subhadra Ki. So, just like we find many of our congregational members are from Indian background, because India is a special place. So they like to, it's like 99% of the Indians are God conscious. They believe in God. Similarly, 98% of Americans, they believe in God. So there's two similarities are there. At the same time, India, it says that is a place where it's a tatha bhumi, that if one does austerity there, they get blessings. Whereas in other continents, they're for enjoying. If you do enjoying here, you like it. You get. So this is where people go for sense gratification. But in India, and especially suited to our doing some austerities and some yoga sacrifices. So whenever you have a festival and you invite that we're going to give out Mahaprasad, you'll find thousands of people come that are very much interested in the spiritual discourses in the prasadam. If you have a similar kind of thing, one name, not as many of people will come. So this is some of the special qualities of the Indians. So I'm very happy here to, that I see that on our Sunday feast, many Indians also attend. So this verse of the Bhagavad Gita tells us that the Lord comes to establish the principles of Dharma. So Lord Chaitanya came to establish the principles of Dharma. Jai Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Nityananda Prabhu ki. And any questions? Yes, children. Is powerful in all the yugas. But just like Draupadi, she called out on Krishna's name, "Hey Krishna, hey Krishna," when she was being attempted to be stripped naked in the public assembly. So that name of Keshava was so powerful that it saved her, and Krishna came and became unlimited sorry. Similarly, in the Satyuga, Arjuna called his son named Narayana, Narayana. And they called him Narayana. He was saved from the Yamadutas. So, Treta Yuga, the bridge to Lanka was constructed by Hanuman. He wrote the name of Rama on the rocks and they floated. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patitutalana Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Jai Sri Ram Chandra Ki. So, in all the yugas, the name is powerful. But in Kali Yuga, the other systems are not so powerful. So, especially, also in the other yugas, if you even thought of some bad karma, you'd get the reaction. Or you had to. In Kali Yuga, you have to do it. Thinking about it is not enough. You have to do it to get the bad reaction. So, and Lord the Holy Name will be powerful, but it was easy to make offenses to the Holy Name. But in Kali Yuga, by chanting the Panchatattva Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Gaurita Garadhar Siddhasani Gaur Bhaktavinda. One gets protected from the offenses to the Holy Name. Could you understand what I'm saying? Rigupati Could you understand? Most of it. No, in general, I lecture. How many percent you understood? Any other question? Angelica? Sukharuta? Any questions? Internet, okay. I heard the first part, I didn't hear the last part. There's one root. There's the scripture gives a different explanations, different scenarios at different places. So the Lord Brahma is one of the options, but there are many different yes. Yeah, I didn't hear that particularly. In their context, but I did hear in another context that Rama often goes back to Godhead, so I didn't want to, like, in the context of Dingam Dhamma from the spiritual world, usually they filter down, but I did hear elsewhere that Brahmas have a chance to do that to Godhead, so both the options are there. Exactly how many you get that, I don't know. How is your question, right? Is there another microphone for her? Is there a microphone? Yeah, this is Eliza. He's a Chileno.
The question came from Achintya Nitai, but his English is not his language, so there's some misunderstanding. So it's possible that what Prabhu asked seems to be the right question. There's two more questions, Guru Maharaj.
Okay.
One of them is how to have complete faith on the holy name. Holy name of Krishna will only give shelter in this Kali Yuga. This question is by Shyama Rasika Das from Coimbatore, India.
I didn't hear the first part. I couldn't understand what you said.
How to have complete faith on the holy name.
Why not? No, you said something about it only gives a shelter in the Kali Yuga or something?
It says that the holy name of Krishna will only give shelter in this Kali Yuga.
No, I already answered that the holy name gives shelter in all yugas, but in the Kali Yuga, it's the recommended process that in Kali Yuga there's no other process. Hiranama, 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 Kaluvadar, Stilana, 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 Tiranyata. There's no other process which works in Kali Yuga. But the holy name always works. But it's the only one that works in the Kali Yuga quickly, consistently. Other processes are very slow and may or may not work for the individual. So, in any case, Lord Chaitanya had taught that the holy name of Krishna has all the potencies of Krishna. So, if we have faith in Krishna, we should have faith in His holy name. Nalakadi, Ojanirchava Shaktis. So, all the potency of the name of the Lord are in His name. Rigavati.
So, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami was thinking that he was lower than the worm in the stool and he was more sinful than Jagai and Madai. And Prabhupada describes that's, you know, characteristic of the like Mahabhagavat. They feel themselves very low. They don't think they're advanced. And, you know, they feel frustrated that they're not doing enough service like that. So how does a devotee know whether, when he's feeling these, like, negative emotions, whether it's a sign that he's advancing and he's actually experiencing feelings of separation from Krishna, or whether he's just plain old in Maya and he's feeling like that because he's just, it's an accurate analysis of his position and he just happens to be in Maya. How do you distinguish?
I understood the first part that a pure devotee always thinks himself to be humble. The second part is negative.
The second part is like somebody who's in the modes of nature might also feel like that. I mean, a devotee, or, you know, just if he's being influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance, could also be feeling discouraged and, you know, that he's not making very much progress and that he's not very advanced, and that's because he could just
The true devotee has all the faith in Krishna, even though he may consider himself to be are very fallen or are very insignificant. He has a total faith in Krishna. It's not that he's depressed or somehow despondent or lacks enthusiasm. It also says that he's enthusiastic, he's patient, he has determination, all these other good qualities. So it's not that, you know, the picture you're painting of the mundane person who's frustrated and depressed and so on. It's not like that. He's not humble in that sense, right? Oh, and the Lord's fallen. I can't do anything. And I still enjoy the material world. What else? It's not like that. That's the illusory energy. Most of the, apart from the materialistic people who are depressed, most of them are actually, they have a full faith in the material energy. Just like the devotee has a faith in Krishna, they have the faith in the material energy. So, they feel very enthusiastic for enjoying the material world, and they think they'll be healthy in this material world. Things don't work out the way they planned, but that's another issue. But they generally, like a prophet once took out a cockroach in his room, and it was in Montreal, and he said, "Here, the whole world is for you to enjoy. Enjoy it." Throw out the window, close the window. He said that a fly, when they land on the house, they think, "This is my house. I will enjoy it." So the living entity and the material modes, I somehow think the whole world is for me to enjoy. Whereas the devotee thinks I should use everything in the service of Krishna. And so there's a difference. We understand that there's material enjoyment, there's material suffering. Both things come together. There's a joy in having a child. If the child gets sick, then you're in anxiety. Oh, my child's sick. What to do? So it's like that. It has both sides. It's not one side. It's both sides. Just like Beatles, they thought that being rich and famous will satisfy all their desires. But they were rich and famous, but they were still not satisfied. Then they started to look for a spiritual life. And that's when they met Prabhupada. And to some extent, John Lennon, tomorrow, George Harrison, took up Krishna consciousness. Although I'm a very insignificant person, I was the president in Montreal when John Lennon, did his Give Peace a Chance, led in for peace. And I was there, and then we were chanting Hare Krishna in the background while he was doing his thing. One time I was in Mayapur, and George Harrison visited us in Mayapur. So we promised him we wouldn't tell the media where he was. So he had some media vacation because no one has suspected he was in Mayapur. So he came out to Mayapur. So I asked him, I said, "Did you write all those things in the chant? Do you have the book?" He said, "I said much more. Makunda didn't write it all." So he said, Prasad Mukunda, let us have the honorary chanting of the, because apparently he wrote a lot more. I don't know why it wasn't published. He said he only put in a few things. He said a lot more. So now these people, he told me that he thought being rich and famous would bring happiness, but he wasn't happy. So that's why then he started to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You have the last question? Oh, that's it. Why not?
She says, earlier you mentioned Srila Prabhupada giving you the instructions to live and preach in India. I am not initiated and want to ask if we should first receive Diksha initiation before making plans for a major change in service. Meaning, should I wait until I receive specific instructions from my Diksha Guru about my life's service? This is from Bhaktin Kelly in Gainesville.
Generally, one gets instruction from the Diksha Guru, generally, but it's not the only way to get instruction. Maybe one can get instruction from, maybe the Diksha Guru has gone back to Godhead, and then one gets from the Siksha Gurus or Senior Vaishnavas, like in the case of the Srinivas Acharya. He didn't have access to his Diksha Guru. So he was asked to be the Raj Guru of the King of Mankura. But to be Raj Guru meant he would have to get married. And he wasn't thinking about getting married. But he went to Narahari Thakur and he got the instruction that he should get married and he should become the Raj Guru. So he took that. The Krishnadas Kaviraj, he prayed to the deities in Vrindavan. And the Radha, I think it was Radha Madan Mohan, dropped his garland, and he took that as a blessing. So there's different ways that some devotees got the mercy of the Lord. So, but if you get from the Diksha Guru, well, that's very clear cut. But it's not the only way that we can get instruction. As far as what we should do. Also, if there, it doesn't prelude that we can also ask the Diksha Guru that I had a dream that I feel inspired to this service. And may I do this service or not? If the Diksha Guru confirms it, yes, this is inspired by Krishna. So we can do that. If he says, well, this seems to be Maya, and give some reason why, then we may become discouraged to do that service. So, It's not exactly a stereotype thing, Kelly. It could happen in different ways that we get to the mercy of our Guru and Krishna. Do you have Narasingha on this Jagannath stick? Last question. He raised his hands first. Second last question.
If a devotee who's in ISKCON now leaves their body and they don't go back to Godhead, you think it's correct to assume that they'll take birth again in ISKCON? Because if they were promoted to the heavenly planets, because of the length of that lifespan, by the time they would take birth as a human being again on earth, the Sankirtan movement would be finished. So is that logical that, you know, you just would assume that they would take birth again in ISKCON to continue their devotional service?
Well, some of the devotees pray to the Lord that if I'm not considered qualified to go back to the spiritual world, please allow me to take birth in ISKCON or to take birth in the family of a devotee. So, you see this prayer made quite often by different devotees. Because if we go to the, it's a very astute observation that if we go to the higher planets, now the Sankirtan movement will be here about 10,000 years. But they live hundreds of thousands of years. So, by the time we are, our life is finished, the Sankirtan movement will be over, and it will be a very hellish Kali Yuga. So, you should plan out now. If you want to go back to Godhead, that's of course the ideal thing. If you're not qualified to go back to Godhead, do you want to take birth in the heavenly planets? Or do you want to take immediate birth in the family of some devotee? So most would like to take birth right away in the family of devotee and continue with their devotional service. Jai Gaudiya Thai Ki, Jai Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki, Rukmini Dwarkanath Ki, Jai Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Ki. Okay, so we have the singer. Oh, last question. Well, if you're initiated and you follow the process of chanting 16 rounds and following the four principles, and then a Prabhupada has promised that you will get to Godhead. Whereas, we don't say that a son cannot go, but there's no guarantee if they're not initiated. Maybe, and if they're Krishna conscious when they leave, they can go back. But it's always like a question mark. If they're planning to get initiated, but somehow they doesn't work out, they die first, then it's considered that they'll either go back or get a chance to finish. But if they are not taking initiation of a false ego, or I don't need a guru, I don't need a guide, I don't need... And then it's a question whether they'll get that. Please take the shot. Yeah. But here, I'll serve my dear... I'm not in hell. I ask him to give the nursing oil. I'll get the cookies. Prashant.